You're listening to SBS News.
For Nicole Pednecker and his teammates from Harris Park in Sydney's West, cricket is more than just a game. The sport helped break down barriers. It's a rite of passage they faced as young migrants from India.
First thing you know, before you learn a lot of the accent and the language and all the jokes in Australia, you know how to play cricket. It's a great way to get along with people. A lot of the friends that we have here is because we've made family friends when we've moved to Australia through cricket.
The 30-year-old was born in India and moved to Australia when he was a child. For a decade now, Nicole and his friends attend every series in all formats that India participate in when touring Sydney.
Boxing Day 2011, we went to watch Sachin. It was going to be Sachin's last tour. It was, I'm getting chills talking about it now. It was incredible. And that's kind of when we fell in love with going to test cricket at the ground.
In December last year, Sydney's Avalon COVID-19 outbreak cost them the opportunity to witness India's Boxing Day victory at the MCG. Raj Panchal says he had to hold back tears.
Do you have any tissues? No, I'm kidding. It was devastating. Like, it was. Appreciate, I guess, the government doing that, because the last thing we want is another lockdown, but it was none of the boys wanted to talk about it. It was devastating. I was sad. It is what it is.
Now, during a 5-day test match at the SCG, strict health protocols are in place, including social distancing, mask wearing, hand sanitization, and checking in. The pandemic so far, the only hindrance to the boys' devotion. Neha Verma is married to one of Harris Park's passionate cricketers. He kept his passion a secret until they were wed.
He's so into this sport that once we get married, and I didn't know like he was too much fan of cricket. So every Saturday and sometimes Sunday, he goes to cricket matches, practices, and now this cricket series are on. I do miss spending time with him because we only get Saturday and Sundays, and every time he has Saturday and Sundays, his cricket matches. So he really loves that sport.
Mr. Panchal says things get tense at home around the time India tours Australia every 2 years.
I always have massive arguments with my partner, always. It's always a trend. It's come to a point where I've asked her, if I don't go, will it help? I think that's the only thing I can probably get out of it. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to go. So she always hits me with the traps. Oh, you can go. You don't have to go if you don't want, or you can go if you want. And I know that's a trap. So
the experience of getting into the SCG is much different to previous years.
There was like a 3-hour gap until we found out what was actually happening. 8 of us were in different areas. We counted up to 20 different devices trying to get into it, logging in to get like ticket date, trying to go. We're in the queue for about an hour. All the boys were like on the course, get this bay, get this bay. So like it was quite hectic at the time, but like it was a huge relief when we finally got all the tickets that we wanted.
Their dedication prevailing despite its domestic toll. In the past, the group of friends from Harris Park have missed family holidays, weddings, and Christmas celebrations to watch India play live. Nadine Silva, SBS News.